This is Jonathan Lehman and Mark Dever here with Ryan Robertson and Mac Stiles. And this is the inaugural episode of a new Nine Marks podcast series called Mission Talk. And Mark and I are here to pass the baton to the brothers like we've done in other new podcast ventures. And these two guys are going to be the hosts of this new podcast. It's brought to you by both Nine Marks and Reaching and Teaching. Mark, when did you first meet Mac?
The spring of 1987.
What was he like? Bring us back to that moment.
He had more hair. He had the same personality, extremely outgoing, cheerful, and pushy for the good.
I've heard people say he's more extroverted than you.
It's true.
Mac, when did you first meet Mark?
Well, like Mark said, we're going way back here, but 1987, we met in the JFK airport on our way to Kenya, where I was to be the new director of an immersive short-term missions program. Mark was friends with the director who was handing off the program to me, and Mark was just tagging along. At the time, Mark was a student at Gordon-Conwell, and as it turned out, we roomed together at the Mayfield Guest House, an old colonial missionary hotel in Nairobi, and Mark immediately, pastorally, challenged my bad theology.
What was your bad theology?
Oh, I told him that I felt like Reformed theology was one guardrail and Arminian theology was another. But anyhow, Mark, and I made the comment, honestly, I made the comment, I think all theology should be pastoral in the end. And Mark said, that's a beautiful thing to say, but what you're saying about Reformed and Arminian theology is horrible. And he began correcting me about my bad theology. I mean, that's a story, right, that could be repeated by thousands of people, but
tens of thousands, perhaps.
Yeah. At the end of our visit, as we traveled around Kenya together, two things happened. I became solidly Reformed, and Mark and I had become fast friends. So back then, Mark had and still has a generous sense of humor, bordering on corny, wise counsel, a sharp mind, and best of all, he loved Jesus. And that's how I thought of Mark in 1987. That's how I think of him now.
Generous, very generous.